This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. North Korean state media reported Wednesday a top official in North Korea said South Korea and the United States are risking a huge security crisis by choosing to escalate tensions. The comments are from Kim Yong-chol, a general and politician who played a leading role during historic summits between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and former U.S. President Donald Trump. He criticized South Korea and the United States for responding to what he called Pyongyang's goodwill with hostile acts. Hostile acts is also his term. He spoke a day after Kim Yo-jong, the powerful sister of leader Kim Jong-un, warned Seoul and Washington over annual joint military drills taking place this week. And South Korea claims the North did not answer routine calls on inter-Korean hotlines on Tuesday. Hong Kong's largest teachers union said it disbanded Tuesday due to the changing political climate as the government continues crackdowns. The Hong Kong government cut ties with the pro-democracy union last week and accused it of spreading anti-Beijing and anti-government sentiment. The professional teachers union is the city's largest single industry trade union with 95,000 members. The closure is the latest fallout from efforts by Hong Kong authorities to stamp out dissent in the city. Over the past 2 years, several political groups and the pro-democracy newspaper Apple Daily have ceased operations over concerns they'd be targeted under a sweeping national security law imposed by Beijing last year, following months of anti-government protests that at times descended into violence. Over 100 pro-democracy figures have been arrested under the law. VOA News. Taliban insurgents tightened their grip on captured Afghan territory on Tuesday, with one European Union official saying they now control 65% of the country. Meanwhile, U.S. President Joe Biden urged the nation's leaders to fight for their homeland. A capital in a northern province fell to the Taliban on Tuesday evening, according to residents who reported Afghan security forces retreated toward the desert. It's the seventh regional capital to come under the control of the Islamist militants in about a week. But President Biden says Afghanistan's troops outnumber the Taliban and must want to fight. The U.S. president claims he does not regret his decision to withdraw American troops, noting that Washington has spent more than $1 trillion over 20 years and lost thousands of soldiers in the Afghan war. Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed issued a call Tuesday for all eligible civilians to join the armed forces as fighting rages in multiple regions of Africa's second most populous nation. It comes less than 2 months after he declared a unilateral ceasefire in the war against the Tigrayan rebels. Northern Ethiopia has been racked by violence since November after Abiy, the 2019 Nobel Peace Prize winner, sent troops into Tigray to topple its regional ruling party, the Tigray People's Liberation Front, or TPLF, vowing a swift victory. But 9 months later, the TPLF has made advances into neighboring regions while aid workers struggle to reach cut-off populations. The United Nations says 400,000 people face famine-like conditions in Tigray. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo announced his resignation on Tuesday over allegations he sexually harassed at least 11 women. The three-term governor said his resignation would take effect 14 days after this announcement. His resignation came as the state legislature mounted a campaign to remove him from office by impeachment. Cuomo continues to deny he intentionally disrespected women and said the allegations were politically motivated attacks against him. Cuomo will be replaced by Democratic Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, a former member of Congress. She will be the first woman to serve as New York governor. And the deeply divided U.S. Senate on Tuesday passed an infrastructure bill designed to invest $1 trillion in improving the nation's roads and bridges, improving access to clean drinking water, and providing broader access to broadband internet. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.